Centennial by James A. Michener. Copyright 1974 by Random House Incorporated. This recording of the full-length reading of Centennial was published by arrangement with Marjay Productions Incorporated and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. Chapter 1. The Commission. Only another writer, someone who had worked his heart out on a good book which sold 3,000 copies, could appreciate the thrill that overcame me one April morning in 1973 when Dean Rivers of our small college in Georgia appeared at my classroom door. "New York's trying to get you," he said with some excitement. "If I got the name right, it's one of the editors of U.S. "The magazine?" "I could be wrong. They're holding in my office." As we hurried along the corridor, he said with obvious goodwill, "This could prove quite rewarding, Lewis. More likely they want to verify some fact in American history."
"You mean they'd telephone from New York?"
"They pride themselves on being accurate." I took perverse pleasure in posing as one familiar with publishing. After all, the editors of Time had called me once, checking on the early settlements in Virginia. Any sophistication I might have felt deserted me when I reached the telephone. Indeed, my hands were starting to sweat. The years had been long and fruitless, and a telephone call from editors in New York.